It's the Congressional Corner with our friend Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University poll, professor of political science, and a guy who always gives us the skinny on what's going on, not only in Massachusetts, but nationally. But let's talk a little bit about Massachusetts for a moment, something I'm interested in because I live there. So now we have a very popular governor. He's a Republican in blue state, Massachusetts, and I think he's more of a Republicrat, if you want that. I mean, he's very sensible about what he does. So now, who's going to run against him in 2018 is a big question. And now, will the sacrificial lamb be the Attorney General Healey, who will run against him? Or you got any other ideas?
Sure. Yeah. Charlie Baker has recently received the title of most popular governor in America. An online news and polling organization called Morning Consult does online surveys, and they did one in each of the 50 states and measured job approval for the governors. And Charlie Baker had the highest approval of the 50 governors at 75%. Chris Christie had the lowest approval, governor of New Jersey. So taking on Charlie Baker is a tall order, and the Democratic bench in Massachusetts is such that whoever does put themselves forward, they're going to have a big challenge on their hands. Democratic activists would love to see the state attorney general, Maura Healey, take on Governor Baker. Healey has been having town meetings around the state as attorney general and has focused her attention on things like the immigration and the travel ban that President Trump has attempted to impose twice. She has focused on taking a look at the oil and gas industry as well, taking on ExxonMobil. She has become a sort of critic and tormentor of President Trump on many different levels. This has earned her a passionate following among Democrats in Massachusetts. And yet, Healey has made clear she wants to run for another term as Attorney General. Both offices are up in 2018. She'd have to give up her position as Attorney General to run for governor, and she's not having it. So what we see are some other candidates testing the water. Deval Patrick's former budget director, Jay Gonzalez, has said he is running for governor. He also comes out of the healthcare industry, as does Charlie Baker. Gonzalez has begun to raise money. The mayor of Newton, Seti Warren, who had considered a run for the Senate a while back and has thought about statewide office, is also considering a run, but neither of them has the name recognition nor the financial support that Governor Baker has. Baker has more than $4 million in his campaign account, and he will be a formidable challenge to anyone who tries to run from the Democratic side in 2018. And Baker has been very smart so far in terms of how to position himself in the Republican Party. He has distanced himself from Donald Trump. He did not support Trump in the 2016 presidential election when the Trump budget proposal included eliminating Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood. Baker stepped forward and said if that comes to pass, the state would make up that money in terms of payments to Planned Parenthood for health care services for women receiving Medicaid, in this case, MassHealth in Massachusetts. Those are the kinds of issues that play well with Democrats in Massachusetts, and I think that is the kind of position that contributes to the high job approval rating that Baker is enjoying right now.
And of course, you know, there's still Trump on the horizon, and people are furious with Donald Trump, particularly in Massachusetts, blue state Massachusetts. I mean, and we just had a fun drive, and as I've mentioned before, where we raised $1 million in a day, because I think it was entirely attributable to Trump. I just have to say, I don't think Healey's stupid, and I don't think she wants to do it this time. But whoever does it, there may be a chance, an opportunity to have this incredible turnout in Massachusetts of Democrats really well-motivated. What do you think?
I think that will be the case. And in part, also, Elizabeth Warren will be on the ballot in 2018. And Democratic activists are reporting just a lot of energy out there. Attendance at routine party meetings is up this spring. A lot more people are signing on to participate in deliberations over the Democratic Party's platform going into the 2018 state elections. And I think that whoever the Democratic nominee for governor is will work very hard to tie Baker to Trump or demand that Baker denounce Trump on various issues.
Well, he will, won't he?
It's a tricky situation there because while the Republican Party is about 11 or 12% of registered voters in Massachusetts, Baker can't afford to completely alienate that base either by discouraging them, by prompting them to stay home. So he's got to be cautious in terms of the positions that he takes and just how far he distances himself from President Trump.
But,
and you can imagine the Democrats will be trying to link them together as much as possible.
But, you know, other Republican and Democratic governors of Massachusetts have had presidential ambitions. But this guy is a moderate. We saw Nelson Rockefeller try. He didn't get anywhere because the party was already moving Goldwatery and right. You don't see, even with his massive popularity, that Charlie Baker has a future as a presidential candidate, do you?
I think that would be tough for him because you think about the electorate that votes in the early states, Iowa, very conservative Republican electorate. New Hampshire, somewhat less so. South Carolina, though, again, a very conservative electorate. I think Baker would have a very difficult time, and he doesn't seem to harbor any presidential ambitions at this point.
Speaking of which, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has certainly been showing some muscular approach towards being president. Now, he would deny it, but I'm telling you, knowing the Cuomo's pretty well, that's what he's doing. And I'm asking you, from the perch you have next door to New York, what do you think? Do you think this guy becomes a viable candidate?
Well, this proposal, the college tuition proposal in New York, that's a page out of Bernie Sanders' playbook and Hillary Clinton's playbook later in the campaign. So that's certainly one of many calling cards that Cuomo could use. He's got the name. He's got the cabinet experience as Housing and Urban Development Secretary. He could be a credible candidate. I would expect that the field will be pretty crowded in 2020, though, and he'll just be one of many. You could look to Cory Booker from New Jersey. You could look to Kirsten Gillibrand from New York as well. You could look further west, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. You could look at Sherrod Brown from Ohio. Any number of prospective candidates. Al Franken from Minnesota as well. It's going to be a crowded field, but Cuomo would certainly have the credentials and the name recognition and the fundraising ability to put forward a credible candidacy.
You know, Tim Versalotti, at the risk of being too glib, when the great Tom Lehrer wrote a song about George Murphy, at last we have a senator who can sing and dance. If Al Franken becomes the candidate, at last we may have a presidential candidate who can tell jokes.
No question. In fact, he's got a book coming out, which is often a prelude to a national candidacy, and his title is Al Franken, Giant of the Senate.
I love it. Tim Versalotti, we love you. Director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and our British correspondent this summer covering the snap election that Theresa May has just announced. Thank you so much for all you do for us, Tim. Always wonderful.
Oh, I enjoy it. Take care.